U.S. Congress has grilled Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel over a deal with Taliban militants that led to the swap out of American soldier with five Guantanamo detainees. A defiant Hagel has defended the deal's nature and the way it was done.
The explanations we received from the White House officials at a house-wide briefing earlier this week were misleading and at times blatantly false. This transfer sets a dangerous precedent in negotiating with terrorists. This negotiation has legitimized the Taliban. The president has broken a bipartisan law and put our troops at greater risk, and I'm eager to find out why.
This prisoner exchange was done legally. It was substantial mitigation of risk to our country and in the national interests of this country. We received a warning from the Qatari intermediaries that as we proceeded, time was not on our side. This indicated that the risks to the Sergeant Bergdahl's safety were growing. The opportunity to obtain Sergeant Bergdahl's release became clear. We grew increasingly concerned that any delay or any leaks could derail the deal and further endanger Sergeant Bergdahl.
Hagel told the House Armed Services Committee that the five Taliban members were not involved in any attacks against the U.S. But Republicans and some Democrats have criticized President Barack Obama for failing to inform Congress in advance.